So I was going to open up with a joke about time travel. But honestly, you didn't really like it.
Welcome to Across the Table, the podcast of Hannibal the Magician.
And welcome. Here we are again, broadcasting or podcasting or speaking into this microphone from my little honeycomb at the top of the world in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, where I have found and continue to explore peace both within and without, come closer to God, come closer to my Creator. Hi and welcome. It is Across the Table. And it's been too long. I lack discipline when it comes to the creative process. But sitting and meditating and looking out over the mountains that I can see from my back door, I've realized that if I wanted to be successful, if I wanted to make this an income-generating kind of a job, I would need to have more persistence and more consistency in the way that I put out material or content. But honestly, I don't want to put out content. I want to speak from my heart. I want to put out there what I am led to create. And so it'll be catch as catch can. I've been doing this for a couple of years, and honestly, I'm up to what? This is episode 79, which, you know, if I was doing it on a weekly basis, would only be like a year and a half worth of podcasts out there. But without fail, whenever I publish one of these, whenever I put it out into the world, I will get two or three people who will respond, who will email me or send me messages saying that I touched them where they needed. I said words that they needed to hear. I provided inspiration. And if from, you know, my little isolated corner of the world, if I can say something that reaches someone in a positive way and it makes their life a little bit better, reaching one or two is miraculous. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be rich. Bold talk from a one-eyed fat man. As Rooster Cogburn would hear, that's a quote from the movie True Grit, which I have liked an awful lot since I was a kid. Keep coming back to it. Now that I am a one-eyed fat man, it kind of fits, and I will not cease to talk boldly. One of the philosophies I have in life is that the very beginning, the Bible speaks of us being created. God said, let us create man in our own image. I don't necessarily think that means physically. two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears. You know, it seems, I'm at a crossroads with that. It's a debate I would have with my father when I was younger. I think more along the lines of, because the first thing, the first act that that it happens is creation. In the beginning, there was God. You know, God created the heavens and the earth, and so on over the course of the entire creation. And when it came to human beings, let us create in our own image. So we are made creative beings. We are made to create things, to have ideas. We have a creative mind. We have a creative drive and a creative desire. We want to make things. We want to make little versions of ourselves. One of our primary drives is to create other little humans, our children, our grandchildren. I am watching from a great distance. I am watching my grandchildren grow up, and it's happening very, very fast. Kira's first birthday is coming around next week, and I have spent maybe a total of 2 or 3 hours in her life in the year that she's been here. Carlisle gave me a skylight for Christmas as a thing. They can put in photographs into this device, or just input them into their phones, and it shows up in a frame here at my house. And she and Grace keep adding to it pictures of the family. And so I have this ever-evolving picture frame that changes about once every 10 minutes or so. It'll pop up a new picture, and I've got a healthy reserve, and it keeps growing. So I'm getting to watch little pictures and videos of them on a regular basis as they grow up, and it does my heart an awful lot of good, and I'm very grateful. Gratitude is something that I've been embracing an awful lot of lately. I chose to be where I'm at. I certainly didn't look at it from a point of view of, you know, high school career day. I'd like to be running my own show in the mountains of Colorado as a goal, but every step that I took from the point my mother put me on stage when I was 6 years old to doing all the plays and musicals and learning acting and learning how to present a character, an idea, a story in front of an audience. And I got rescued from the 9-to-5 grind by Bill Mock back in 1992. He saw something in me, and he hired me to write stories, to create scripts, along with a good friend. We shared an office, me and Ted. He wrote music and helped me write scripts, and we helped to execute those things. And I literally look at it as a rescue from what I wasn't supposed to be doing in my life, which was at the time moving furniture. Bill hired me for $20,000 a year, and it was a fortune at that time, a real, real fortune. It was a great deal more than I was making moving heavy furniture into wealthy people's homes. And even though that job only lasted about 6 months, it changed everything. I had the option, when those 6 months were over, I had the option of going back to, you know, regular jobs or waiting tables or taking the odd jobs that I had the skills as a college dropout to go and do. And every answer that I got to the prayers that I put up was, you know, took you out for a reason, gave you a starting point for a reason, put magic tricks in your path for a reason. And I went uptown in Charlotte with a couple of tricks that I knew from having brought them into the storyline at Heritage. And I did those tricks on a little table in the corner, on a street corner. And that literally led to everything else, to the restaurants recognizing that I was drawing crowds and asking me to, you know, help guide people in if they were looking for food, to a restaurant actually hiring me, which enabled me to keep feeding my family, to someone from a corporation seeing me in a restaurant, hiring me to travel overseas. Worked in Germany and Spain and France and Amsterdam and progressed so on and so on. The Magic Castle took notice of me. And when the entirety of the rest of my world fell apart, largely for my own fault, California welcomed me in and gave me different skills and helped me to continue on the path. And the entertainment director here in Colorado saw me there and offered me this job, a place where I have my own theater, create my own stories, create my own show, both as a performance conjurer and as a leader of a séance show. And when I took this, and I may be covering old tracks here, I may have already told you this story before, but offered the séance show, and they wanted it to be, you know, I'm at the Stanley Hotel, which is the inspiration for Stephen King's The Shining. They wanted it to be a little spooky. They wanted, you know, séance show, séance kind of a thing to give an eerie feeling, but they also wanted the history of the hotel tied into it in a non-spooky way. historical, the things that happened, the innovations of the inventor who, you know, initially established the hotel. They wanted all that tied in. And so I wrote a show that encompassed those things with a tremendous amount of help from Aidan Sinclair, a fine magician and a true gentleman. But I also wanted the people leaving the chamber to leave not with a scared feeling or something that they had been disturbed by, but I wanted them to leave uplifted. And I wanted to show them that life does not have to have an ending, that, you know, yes, we suffer loss, yes, people leave our lives, but they implant with us memories that bring us joy, and they leave us their own creativity, their poetry, their art, their songs, and their memories are the ghosts that live and haunt our own thoughts. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't always have to be sad. They were put into our lives to bring us joy and to bring us happiness. And so I tied that in with it as well. So I think and I feel and my heart is made glad in that I'm able to tie my own philosophy of positivity and love and kindness into a seance at the same time. And I'm very excited about what the future is holding, because this is an ongoing, evolving project. And I'm so grateful and proud to be where I'm at. And I live in a very, very beautiful place. And I have a tremendous amount of solitude time where I can meditate and I can read and I can write. It's not that I don't have the opportunities to do the podcast, to do the vlog, to put out videos, to put out, you know, the things that also make my heart glad. It's not that I lack focus, because I have focus. I lack a great deal of focus. I have a lot of potential, but I do lack the focus. I lack consistency and persistence, not the ability. I lack strategy and goal setting, not the resources to make them happen. I lack discipline, not opportunities. The opportunities are rife and thick, and I'm very, very happy with that. Currently reading, just as an update on where we are this week, I'm currently reading a book called The Echoes of Old Books by Barbara Davis. The premise is generally psychometry, the idea that the things we carry around with us, the things that we collect, hold memories, hold energy that we put into them, most specifically books. I would warrant that some of you, probably a great deal of you, have a family Bible that not only for the words that are inside of it and the inspiration and the philosophy that is contained within inside of it, but also just its sheer existence means something to you. The hands that have held it, the prayers that have been put over it, it contains, absorbs all of those things as books do. I find the premise fascinating, and I highly recommend it. Currently watching the new Shogun series. It was done, you know, the book written back in the 70s in a TV miniseries that happened with Richard Chamberlain. There is a new one, and I forget which platform that it's on, but it's worth looking into. Very, very well done. Excellent storytelling. A magnificent story and visuals that go along with it. And last week, I got the opportunity to see Labyrinth on the big screen. There's a little historical theater here in the town that I live in. One screen has been around for many, many years, probably over 50 years. And they showed Labyrinth on the big screen last Wednesday night. And I got the opportunity to go and do that. I guess really what I wanted, I just really sat down and I hit record. And I wanted to, you know, here's proof of life, here I am. Still, you know, there are times I can wear the eye patch, there are times I can get along without it. I'm still seeing double. It is going to be a permanent part of my life from here on in. And that's just a fact that I've come to deal with it. It was terrifying at the very beginning, loss of clear vision, loss of control in a body part. But We are bigger than our physical beings. And this is a temporary, fragile vessel that we occupy in this life. I am dedicated to creativity, to my art, to bringing the joy that I feel in my heart outward, and the troubles and the things that give me pause. So I'm going to try to dedicate myself a little bit more, a little bit heavier, a little bit longer, you know. I do plan on attempting to get this done, to get this particular the podcast done once a week. I'm, you know, making that to myself. What I would also like to do is to publish a video vlog once a week. Here's the schedule. Let me just read this to you because I set this up this morning. Sunday, the weekly podcast, like this. Right here we are, Hannibal Across the Table. Bold Talk from a One-Eyed Fat Man will be published on the Patreon page every Sunday. You guys that help me to continue putting the art out, that are members of my Patreon on every level, will get everything first. So you'll get it Sunday. The brand new stuff will come out on a Sunday basis for anyone pledging $5 or more per month to the Patreon page. And if you're curious, patreon.com/magicartist. I'll put a link in the descriptions. Every Tuesday, the podcast from 10 days prior, or the previous Sunday, will go out to the public. There may be a membership page on my YouTube channel that will also get it at the same time the Patreons pick it up, simply because to be a member, you'd have to, I think it's $5 a month to be a member to the YouTube page. I don't think I have any members, honestly, on the YouTube, because I don't market it. I haven't been pushing it. But, you know, the people that are kind enough and supportive enough to throw in a little support, we'll get things a little bit early. First and third Wednesday, there will be a newsletter mailed out via email, just, you know, as an update on what's going on, what I'm reading, what I'm watching, my thoughts on what I'm reading and watching in response to what's going on in the world around us. I promise to not get political. There may be a time when I address those things, but for now, I keep those things to myself. I am preaching positivity in the middle of a world on fire. I'm going to try to do a YouTube vlog, magic tricks, motivational talks, ideas for communication, things that are on my mind, full-on videos every Wednesday. Also, just get that go out to the, it will go out to the Patreons first, and then a week later, it goes public. So, you know, the public is just a week behind. And then there's another YouTube channel, Tiny Spider, Grandpa Tells Stories, where I'm reading books and I'm reading stories to my grandchildren, ASMR posts and stories and things that aren't magic related and very, very a bit personal. But, you know, if you'd like to listen to me tell stories to my grandkids, that's available as well. And, you know, again, links will be in the descriptions if you're at all interested. And I do appreciate the interest you have in what's going on in my life. And those are the creative outlets that I am pursuing at the moment. I'm going to simplify a lot of things. I'm going to be a lot less active on social media, Instagram and Facebook and all those things. I'm going to limit things to blog posts, which will be on the website, these podcasts, and the YouTube work that I'm doing. Anyway, so that's what's going on right now. I am, you know, despite health concerns, I'm active and exercising every day, putting my face in the sun, letting my feet feel the road underneath them, admiring the beauty that's all around me by taking walks every day and looking around, and grateful to have that. I do want to close with one thing. The song that was written for me by Soa a few years ago, Love Is Everything, it just got a reworking, got a personal touch put into it by my friend Ted. Ted took it to some musician friends and put his voice in the mix and played piano and brought it, and he re-recorded it, and it is moving and beautiful, and I'm grateful to have it. That's going to close out each podcast from now on. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this position. And as always, I love you, and I hope there's love where you are.
I may not know exactly where this road has taken me, but I know I'm exactly right where I'm supposed to be. The journey is long, full of joy and pain, but as long as you're smiling, I'll stand in the rain. I have nothing left to give other than love. And the funny thing about it is, love is everything. I hope there is love where you are. I hope there is love where you are. But if you open up your eyes, you would see nothing but the truth behind all of my lies. I broke every rule and I rolled every boulder. I carried the weight of the world on my shoulder. There is nothing left to give other than everything. I hope there is love where you are. I hope there is love where you are. I hope there is love. Nothing but illusion. Anyone can wave a wand and make all their heartache disappear and call it art, but without heart, you've got nothing but illusion.